My last talk with my mother, I had been angry. But my father was in the hospital with a heart attack. She refused to hire a live-in nurse for him when he came home, saying she wanted to do it herself. I angrily insisted on it. The next day, she was dead of heart failure. Why do we fight with people we love the most, and never with the people who do not care about us? Is this the human condition, hurting and being hurt by the ones you love, both Edgar and Beatrice? No way to make up, to be forgiven, blaming oneself for what you did or did not say and should have done? May they rest in peace. May I rest in peace. Edgar's body arrived in Los Angeles on Saturday. That afternoon, I went to the funeral home by myself. I made no announcement of a viewing because I did not wish to be there receiving people, but I did not want him to be alone. In the midst of my anger, I was still trying to nurture and protect him. His face reflected the inner Edgar, his sweetness, a face that was young again. I was pulled back 20 years to the fun and the excitement of growing together and having our baby, the adventure of moving forward together. I thought, oh God, what have we done to each other? I thought, what a blessing we cannot foresee the future. That night I went back a second time to make sure he was okay, to let him have a visitor. The third time was at 4 a.m. Sunday morning to see him once more before he was cremated. Strangely, as long as he was lying there, he still was not dead. On Sunday, Edgar's ashes were